Hey there, welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm your pal, Keith. Lucy Pohl was going to be today's guest. Last minute, she had a family emergency, so she says, right? Somebody better be dead. We'll find out very soon. In the meantime, okay, first of all, do you see the new logo in your feed? New Keith and the Girl logo? Pretty sexy, right? Get it? You said, get it? That's pretty fucking cool. Thanks, Mallory Jane. Mallory also did the cover art for Nice Try Tricksters, the new album, album number 17. And by the way, Nice Try Tricksters, the title, was Mallory's idea. In fact, it's actually Mallory does the whole album. It's through autotune or something. I didn't even do it. But anyways, only Mallory said something like, I do listen to Keith and the Girl, but this is the only album of yours I happen to hear. They were pleased with it, but didn't happen to hear other albums. Offensive? Yes, of course. So I thought, you know what? Let's make sure at least people know I really make these albums. So I'm going to play the only time I did a best of album. This is about 10 years ago. It's called The Very Best of Keith Malley, Good, Clean, Fun. And I hope you dig it. That's it. Cover art of this one was by Matteo Lane. Yes, that Matteo Lane. I'm looking at the DVD insides right now. Andrew Moore was on the buzzer. You'll see what I mean. Allie Mae did the lights. You can just picture them. The end song is a Cry and Shame by Them Vibes, Brother Love's band. Zach Sherwin does a bonus at the end, Kick, K-I-C-K. If you happen to have the DVD version or the downloadable version, Not So Clean Commentary by Chris Laker and Josh Gondelman. So I did a best of, but I thought, you know what? Let's give it a little spin. And it's, quote, clean. So anyway, this is it. Hopefully it gets you horny for the latest album that's not so clean, Nice Try Tricksters, and you pick that up. But in the meantime, this is it. The very best of Keith Malley. 10 years ago, Good, Clean, Fun.
This is a big night for multiple reasons. For one reason, it's a special someone's birthday. For a second reason, this is the 10th comedy album that he will put out. So clap it up for that, everybody. That's X. That makes it up to X and Greco-Roman numerals. I almost said wrestling. With that being said, are you guys ready to see your headliner? Clap it up right now. You know him from Keith and the Girl, hilarious and a good friend of mine. Please welcome to the stage, Keith Malley, everybody.
Okay, all right. Hello, everybody. Thank you so very much. Hello to my mom and dad through the camera. I mean, please. We decided to do something fun and something different today. We're going to take selections from, and when I say we, I think just me, but maybe I'll call you up. We'll see how it goes. But I'm going to do selections from, and thank you that I can even say this, my 9-CD DVD stand-up extravaganza, How You Doin's, and present them to you. And I started looking at the CDs to think about what selections should we take. And sincerely, you guys make everything so much fun that I love every track on every CD. So today's show is going to be 9 hours long, but just relax. Hope you double-fisted. We're going to have a good time. I'm listening to these CDs. I curse a lot. I mean, like, I have stock in some four-letter words. I swear a lot, right? So I thought I'd do something fun. Not only do some sort of best-of album, but I'll do it clean. And then, yeah, I don't get it either. But I'll make a CD like I always do, and this one I'll send to my parents. So it's going to be a clean show, no racist humor either. But I will have racial humor. If you don't know the difference between racist and racial, if I have my pinky up, it's racial. Okay? So if you're here with like a date maybe, and you're like, I like Keith, but sometimes he's controversial. I don't know if this chick's gonna dig it. you're fine today. It's going to be clean. Nobody can be offended. Right? Nobody can be offended. Clean words can hurt too. You'll see. You're about to see this. But I am honestly, I think I'm one of the few comics that are on your side when you do bring a date. Because I go to comedy shows a lot. And these comedians, it's just another day to them. They don't realize what a big deal it is to you that maybe you left work early, right? You got dressed up. You hired a sitter, possibly. You ordered online. You heard, get your tickets ahead online. Then you get a convenience charge. Because typing in all your address and information, very convenient. Much more convenient just handing cash at the door, right? So you do that. Then you show up, you got to pay for parking, right? Maybe you park on the street of New York City. You're like, maybe I get broken into. But I don't go out much, it's worth it. You sit down in the front row, and what's the comic do, right? What does he do? He just picks on you. Nice hair, nice shirt, nice shoes. I'm saying no shoes since the Reagan administration. Well, you see, you like to sit in the front row? You like front row sitting, right? Oh, real fun is fitness, fat jerk. And you're like, what? That seems like the opposite of comedy, you know? Where are you from? And you're like, I don't know, man. He doesn't know. He doesn't know where he's from. Did you come here from somewhere? And you're like, are we a team now? Because I'll demand half the door. Here's what you do when a comic gives you hassle like that, you know? He's like, where are you from? You don't even know where you're from? I'm telling you this stuff is funny. I don't see why you're not laughing. I studied this. I know what's funny. You don't know. I know. Just go, you know what? Look, I'm sorry. I didn't write anything either. Calms him down. I'm very sorry. You take a chick to a show. It's the show's job to get you laid. You know? If you take a chick to Les Mis, they don't start talking about your girlfriend's stupid new beehive hairdo, right? Where'd she get that haircut? Where'd she get that haircut? We don't know. We don't know. Why won't he marry you? Why won't he marry you? Of course not. And the ride home is nothing but a fight, you know? Why didn't he say anything to the comic? He didn't say anything. He just stood there. He was just yelling about my hairdo. Guess what he wanted? He wanted me to say something. He had material probably ready if I said something back. Just trying to like... And you had a smile on your face. Because they don't move on if we don't smile. That's what we got. I don't think you want to marry me anyway. You paid for a fight. You paid for a fight. Are you laughing like how I never really drink the beer? I just keep picking it up. I get passionate. You paid to fight. Like these comedians, let's say, you know what? I'm going to tell your chick what it's really like. I'm going to tell her what it's what life's really about. Don't do us no favors, comedians. I tell them the best I can. And that's where it's at. And that's it, you know. It's hard enough to you find love, you keep it, you're making it work. That's hard enough. You don't mean it need a dopey comedian ruining it for you some night, right? You don't need this. I mean, who here doesn't have love in their lives? Real quick. Anybody know? I don't know. It's hard. I'm not picking on you. It's hard sometimes. It's tough. What's the toughest part probably isn't necessarily that you don't have love in your life, as bad as that is. It's that while you don't have love in your life, all the dopey dumbs around you seem to have love in their lives. I mean, look around. And who wasn't saying woo? That's, some of that's odd, right? I just saw in the news, again, a couple, been together, married, all the pictures they show, they're looking at each other, hearts in their eyes, they've been together like 5-6 years, totally in love. They're in the news because they got caught molesting children. My point is, they found love and you didn't. That's... Communication, I guess, is the secret, right? Honey, things are going great in our relationship, and I'm very, very happy, but there's something I got to tell you. Oh, that's funny. Because actually, I was thinking about it, and there's something I got to tell you. Right. Mine's pretty deep. Mine's pretty deep, too. Okay, we'll say it at the same time. Okay, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. I touch boys. I sex children. What did you just say? We could have fun and keep it clean, right? Somehow that was clean. Okay. I mean, that we can do Keith and the Girl. Thank you guys so much. That we can be real and raw. Yeah. That we can be raw. Let's stop cooking our words. That we can be honest and raw. I mean, it is silly. It's silly what's considered clean, what's considered dirty. An innuendo is okay. A certain look sometimes shouldn't be considered clean. You know what I mean? We talk crap about somebody when they're alive, and then when they die, oh, we never said all that, and we act like they're the greatest person ever. Meanwhile, nobody even cares. The whole thing is just silly. It's just silly. And to be able to talk so honest is so refreshing. Thank you all for even giving a defecation. Thank you, sincerely. Thank you. Before Keith and the Girl, I gotta tell you, the jobs that I had to work until I figured out what I'm supposed to be doing. I worked at an Applebee's in Brooklyn once. Not just once, I mean, I lasted at least a week. It wasn't just once, but I get there, it's a new restaurant in Brooklyn. And they put 200 of us in this building, and it's not even ready yet. There's no air conditioning. We're all sweating, and they're going to teach us the menu, and they're going to teach us those drinks, you know, those fruity drinks with ice cream and the. It is so hard not to curse. Okay, we'll get through this. All right, let me get back to Applebee's first. Let me say this, speaking of drinks. There's a lot of friendly people here. Maybe this already happened to you. If not, I bet it'll happen tonight. Someone will probably ask you. This is an old bugaboo of mine. Somebody will probably ask you if you want a beverage. Know that they're doing you a favor. Now, you don't have to accept the favor. They're not asking you to relapse. But don't turn the favor around like you're the one doing them the favor. I'll explain. I see this. I see it a lot. I'm going to go to the bar. Can I get something for you? And the other person goes, whatever you want. Huh? Look, you can get me whatever you want. Almost like saying you're welcome. I look over and I go, why would I want? What do I want? So I get the drink I want, and then I get them a Jaeger and orange juice mixed. And I hand it, and they go, what's this? And I go, oh, that's a Jaeger and orange juice mixed. That's what I want. Drink it. I want you to. These jerks. I see it in bartenders, too. You go up to the bartender, right? And he's like, hey, partner, what can I get for you? What do you got? What? What do you got? And there's more in the back. It's not the Wild West, it's the 21st century. I got a lot. What do you got? What do I got? A gin and cream. That's what I got. It's on me. Goodbye. Anyway, let's get back to Applebee's. They stick us all in this room, and they're teaching us just the menu a little bit, but all of it is such, I can't say the word. It starts with the letter bull. You know what I just realized? Cursing, a swear word takes up like 4 or 5 regular words. Do you know what I mean? People go, oh, Keith, why do you swear so much? I wish I had the time. I'm sorry I have to do. Anyways, so we're in this Applebee's, and they have a microphone to talk to 200 people. And it really reminds me of kids' parties, you know? They're like, how's everybody doing here at Applebee's in Brooklyn? We're going to have a lot of fun today, and we're going to make a lot of money. Who here likes to make money? No. I said we're going to have fun, and we're going to make money, money, money. Who likes to make it? Yes, I like that. I like enthusiasm. Very good. I have in my pocket what I call Apple Bucks. And when I hear enthusiasm like that, you're going to get an Apple Buck. First person to get 739 Apple Bucks gets an I Love Applebee's bumper sticker. Stick that on your backpack. That's a lot of fun. We like to have a lot of fun around here. Who here, don't be shy, who here can give me an example of having fun? Anybody can give me an example of having fun? Oh, doing drugs. Very fun. It's very fun to do drugs. Okay, that's funny. You know what? I do find that funny because I have a proclivity for laughter. And I enjoy humor too. Spelled U-R and O-U-R. That's how they spell it over there. It's a lot of fun to laugh, and we have a lot of fun here at Applebee's. I think, sincerely, Holly Weird can come over and make a movie on us. We have so much fun. Hard work, but it's a lot of fun. We're a family. We have each other's backs, and we have a lot of fun. So anyway, we are going to have a lot of fun at Applebee's, but we have to get down and dirty right now, okay? We're going to open in 3 days, so let's get right to it. Let's say you have a customer come in, and this customer is being a real nincompoop. And they're shaking their head no, giving us the answer. Can you be a nincompoop back to them? No, no. But, not to the nod, but if they come in and they're not having a good day, could you cheer them up? Is there anything you can do? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You guys are getting this good. This is going to be a real good store. Here's something else we have to talk about. Tea and coffee. Very important. Tea and coffee. Who here either drinks coffee or knows somebody that drinks coffee? My hand's up. I know somebody that drinks coffee, right? Now look around. It's pretty important, right? Probably the most important thing at Applebee's, although it's all important and on the same level, this is probably the most important. So what you do is you have your saucer when you give coffee, and you have your teacup. And the handle to the teacup, put wherever you want to. That's that. Make it your own. That's the artist in you. AA, Applebee artist. Put that wherever you want. But this is important. The logo always goes on top of the saucer. Always goes at the top. Applebee's, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, very important. Where does the Applebee's logo go? 6 o'clock. Very funny. 6 o'clock. Okay. Looks like he'll be working the deep fryer. I'm serious. He'll be working the deep fryer. Okay. But let's say, you know what? Let's say you didn't know. Let's say you're like, all right, does the Applebee's logo go right side up and normal at 12 o'clock? Because where else would it go? Or does it go kind of stupid and upside down at 6 o'clock so I definitely can't even read it? You don't remember. What could you do to remember? Ask your Apple buddy. That's why he's there. Now, let's say your Apple buddy's busy. He's dealing with a problem customer. We'll talk more about those tomorrow, but if you ask me, I've never met a customer that was a problem, right? I'm sorry if I have too much problem money. You know what I mean? But anyway, we'll explain that later. So you have a problem customer, right? And your Apple buddy's dealing with that. What else can you do to remember these things? Sing the Applebee's song, right? A is for always asking questions. B is for always be listening. And you're like, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And I'll do it like I enjoy doing it. You're talking to us like children. In 3 days, you're going to trust us with alcohol and money. Okay. Then the day goes on and you're like, all right, maybe I get why you're talking to us like we're idiots, because they really are, the employees, somehow dumber than the bosses. And so they say, all right, any questions before we leave for the day? And somebody raises their hand. They say, yeah, I have a question. They go, oh, a question. I love that. That's an apple buck. And I'm like, oh, great. Now everybody wants an apple buck. So we'll be here all day. He goes, I have a question. We have to buy our own pants and our shoes, and they're black pants and black shoes. They go, that's right. And you give us the shirts. That's right. Okay. What color are the shirts going to be? The dumbest color. What are you going to do? Not wear? Oh, green? That doesn't match my eyes. I didn't know green. We really wish you put that in the ad. That's a waste of my time. Green. Oh, my Lord. Guy raises his hand. Excuse me, I already picked it up. Guy raises his hand and he goes, I have a question. It's about the milkshakes. Are we allowed to drink the milkshakes? No. Everybody understands that? Probably the most important thing at Applebee's, but it's all very important, nothing higher, but this one is probably priority. You may not drink the milkshakes. I'm going to pass a paper around. I want everybody to sign it. You may not drink the milkshakes under any circumstances. And I'm looking at this guy like, you son of a... I love milkshakes. You don't ask, can you drink? That's the benefit of working at Applebee's. Milkshakes. You don't ask, can you drink a milkshake? You make a milkshake. When the boss isn't looking, you drink it. If one day you get caught, you go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know we couldn't drink the milkshakes. You don't ask, can you drink the milkshakes? And he raises his hand again, and he goes, yeah, about the milkshakes? It's okay, because I'm lactose intolerant anyway. These idiots. Why do we support some of these restaurants? These idiots that give us the food, the idiots that are cooking it, the idiots that probably gathered the food in the first place. Thai restaurants. Do you know this? What happens? You walk into a Thai restaurant, right there on the table, what do you got? Chopsticks. Do you know that the Thai people don't use chopsticks? They don't use chopsticks. And if they do, they do it even more infrequently than we do. And we know this. But we walk in and we see chopsticks and we're like, eh, maybe I read that wrong. I don't know. I want the full experience. You know, I'm going to use chopsticks. And they're laughing at you because you're stumbling and bubbling. I'm going to need another tuna roll, it looks like. Cause... So, you know what? I'm starting my own restaurant. I'm going to call it Guam Cooking. Because who knows? All right? And my utensils are going to be a spoon, but the bottom part is round like a regular spoon, but the top part is completely flat. And the fork is a stick with prongs coming out the side, but all haphazardly and short and long. You know, it's going to be a mess. And you're going to call over the waiter to ask how to use these. And this is how I'm going to train them. The waiter will come over to you, and you'll say, this is probably a dumb question. How do I use these utensils? And first he's going to kick up his leg, because that's what they do in Guam. We're going to pretend. And then he's going to go, how do you use the utensils? Very carefully. And then he'll see himself out. And I'm going to be leaning on the back wall, just laughing. Like, hey, you're going to tell your friends. And you will. You'll be like, you get the whole experience at Guam. They even kick their leg up like they do in Guam. It's amazing. It's especially in America. It's like we evolve so much, and I think like we're ashamed about it, so we go back to the way we used to be. I was just talking to somebody, and he said, "Oh, I bought a new house, and it has a well next to it. I'm very excited. Anytime I want fresh water, I can take a bucket out of the well and use it in my house." He's all excited. I don't say nothing, but. Not the only one here with faucets, right? Like, I turn it on, that's the fresh water. It's right there. I got two sinks, I got a tub. I'm not even going to tell them what my toilet can do. Oh, my goodness. A fireplace. Oh, my apartment has a fireplace. I'm from the country. I had a fireplace. It is hard work. Cutting wood is hard work. We have a button now. You press it, and the heat goes all over, like you're David Copperfield. Embrace it. Oh, nice. Hardwood floors. I love hardwood floors. No, we evolved. We have carpet now, and it's soft, and when you pass out, it's nice on the skin. Oh, this new place has a pond. Ponds breed mosquitoes! Churning your own butter is quaint, too, but I have a store now. I had a girlfriend, and she... It's such a... That's, you know what? Next year has to be no drinking. You want to talk about a crutch? Anyways, I had a girlfriend and she liked trying all different kinds of food. And one day she said, you know what? Tonight, let's try Ethiopian food. And I said, I didn't know that they had food. And she said, and I quote, that is the most racist thing you have ever said in your life. And I know, because her pinky wasn't up, I wouldn't remember that. And I wasn't trying to be funny, but I didn't direct the commercials. I wasn't one of the cameramen. They're telling me that they're always hungry. You don't want to start nothing, so you're like, okay, all right, we'll go. But I mean, be honest, what's on the special menu? American airdropped rice? Well, this looks familiar. I think this was mine in the first place. I don't know, but you try to be a good sport. Like, all right, we'll go to Ethiopian food. Do I bring my own fly swatter? She's like, you are a real jerk. I'm going to do you for another month, but then that's it. You are a jerk. Slush is food. Sticks are utensils. Come on. Come on, fellow people. We're supposed to make a democratic government work. Are you kidding me? With stuff like that? It sounds good, a democratic government. There's only one problem with it. It involves people. Other than that, I think it sounds good. Think about it. We just had a Gangnam Style and the Harlem Shake. Do you really think collectively we know what's best for us? I don't. I question it. I truly believe... I seriously believe... that I have a drinking problem. They'll be okay. They've been there before, believe me. I believe that if during one... I know there's this stigma attached to not voting in America. But I truly... And there's a guy in a military uniform. And you know what? I gotta say it. If we all stopped voting for at least one important election, I really think it would change everything. I think somebody important in government would go, oh, so if I give the people what they want, then I'll get all their votes? I can do that. And then somebody else important will go, oh, so you give them what they want and they'll vote for you. I could do that too. And then you have competition, which ironically this country was founded on. Instead, what do? Right? Well, Keith, you got to vote for somebody. You got to vote for somebody. I don't think I gotta. Because you always pick the lesser of two evils. I don't like either, but what are you gonna do? I don't like either. Then why are you putting your name behind one of them? Because we take the crap that they give us and we make it okay. I just saw on the news Hillary Clinton getting praised, getting a standing ovation because she said, I think gay people should have the same rights as straight people. Do ya, honey? Well, welcome to the party. She's the one you're having a Grey Goose party, and she comes 5 hours later with the Fleischmanns. I'm here, everybody! I'm pleased. The government is like a bartender. And the bartender says, what can I get for you guys? And we say, what do you got? And the bartender says, really? What do I got? Okay. I got Lindsay Lohan and peppermint schnapps. Enjoy. What do I got? And you not only thank him every April 15th, you give him a big tip. You got to pick one of them. You don't have to pick one of them. If I go into a restaurant and they say, sir, would you like the plate of vomit or the bowl of crap? I say, no thanks. I'll wait for the ice cream. Nobody ever picks that. I'll bring it out right now. I'm actually impressed. Nobody picks that. If there is a test that people can take that determine how many points your vote was worth. You know what I mean? Like, you ever been in line for voting and the guy in front of you is eating his boogers and you ask one of those security guards that's half asleep, like, excuse me, how many points is that guy's vote worth? And they would say, one. And I'm like, could you check my papers? Because I think mine is one, too. It is. All our votes are the same points. That doesn't seem right. A simple test. Now, why? Why could this be controversial? I really don't know. I'm not saying a big test. We all have things to do, right? We work or we're looking for work. When you're in line, a one-minute test just to check what you know. Little common sense, right? Simple things like, is Iraq a member of NATO? Yes or no? Make it timely. Is North America a member of NATO? Is North Korea a member of NATO? Yes or no? Simple things. Is Adolf Hitler still alive? I'm not, you know what? I don't want to trick him. I didn't see the body. How about something simpler? Kill all Jews? Yes, no, maybe. Explain if necessary. A ball fits best in a circle hole, sometimes referred to as a ball hole. Or a square hole that is much, much smaller than the ball, and the ball definitely can't fit in. The Holocaust was A, oh my God, horrendous, or B, bad, but but kind of blown out of proportion. Just right before you go to vote, they hand you the ballot, and they should ask you a question like, sir, what's a stem cell? And you go, huh? A stem cell. You're going to vote on it. So what is it? What's a stem cell? Stem cell for, you know. You go into the research. What's that? Research? Right, right. But what exactly is it, the stem cell? I think everybody knows, you know. Basically, you mean? Basically, it's the, you know, the stem part of the cell. Babies? Okay, that's what I thought. And you take their ballot back and you give them the who would win in a fight, Batman or Superman ballot. The complimentary gin and cream on the way out. Goodbye. Whenever you have like mayor or president of the United States, things where it really does boil down, let's be honest, to two people, that's when you fill out the ballot. Do you vote for person A, person B, or Jesus Christ? And you take those Jesus Christ ballots and you throw them right in the garbage. I'm not saying Jesus wouldn't make a great president. He would. He's the reason we're all here. I think he can run a country. I'm saying I don't think he's running. And if he was, I don't think he needs your permission. Who are you voting for Senate? The Easter Bunny? These people aren't running. And he said, democracy, great idea. You ever look at Twitter? Now tell me. You ever look at Twitter, Facebook? You think a democracy is a good idea? You want anything to go to some of these people's whims? I don't know. You on Twitter? You on Twitter, yeah? You know how to Twitter? Not like I do, I bet. You got that right. You hashtag? You know about hashtag? You know what that does? Search things, right? Yeah? You RT? Huh? You RT? Not like I RT. I RT ain't it. I don't care what it is. I'm the RT kid. You go on Facebook? No? You're missing out. You know about the news feed? That's where I get my news. Some people are like, Keith, are you on CNN, MSNBC, Fox? I'm like, no, Facebook news feed. This is some news feed. Jeremy's doing laundry today. That's the news. Okay. Fascinating stuff. And then, see, ever since I saw people write on Facebook about people doing laundry, I had the Asians do my laundry. You pay extra, but apparently you don't do what other people do, pass out or die, because you'd never get a follow-up. I'm there all night. Did you add bleach, Jeremy? I don't hear from him until 3 days later when he's taking a picture of a stupid cheese sandwich. I'm like, oh, God, all right. I'm glad you're alive, but I bet your clothes are wrinkled by now. Oh, my goodness. Got a message from somebody I went to high school with on Facebook. It said, hey, I remember you from high school. We didn't really talk then, but anyway, Keith, it's been a while. What's new? What's new? It's been 21 years. What's new? I don't know, Jill. I have sex now. That's new. What's new? What's new? Well, let me think. I can take the car out without asking for permission, and I empty my balls into a chick daily. You? What was that?
You empty your balls into a female daily is clean?
Okay, that's fair. All right. All right. I won't challenge that one. All right. Son of a... Bleep, 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 bleep. That's fair. Girl writes me, it's on the news feed. I see a sonogram. And it says, "Here, it's a 13-week sonogram. This is my baby. I'm very excited." And I write on it, because, you know, any kind of good journalism outlet lets anybody type on it at any time, day or night. So I add to the news feed, "Do you think it'll take?" Send. You are a jerk. I can't believe you would say that. Never look at my newsfeed stuff again. Meanwhile, she had to friend me. If you're a Facebook friend of me, of mine, I kind of hate to say this. It's not an exclusive club. I kind of let anyone on it. You thought it'd be interesting. Oh, Keith will be interesting, especially when it comes to the news of my baby. He'll take that very serious, I'm sure. Then she keeps going and she goes, well, anyway, I'm going to ignore you said that. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, by the way. I know it's healthy so far. It'll be a nice surprise. So I wrote back, it's a boy. I can tell. Oh, my God. I can't believe you just. You're the worst. I hate you. Do you play Farmville? What's new? By the way, it was a boy. This is absolutely true. I never got a thank you or an apology. Little update on that. What's new? I'm in New York City. That's new. The capital of the world. Come on, this is the place to be. You look outside, Monday morning, you see grown men in suits riding an electronic scooter down Madison Avenue. That's a Monday morning. Don't even ask me what happened Saturday night. This is a crazy town. They got their suits. They're going 10 miles an hour max. They have helmets, elbow pads, shoulder pads. And it does. It kind of looks fun. So I'm not saying if I got a scooter for my birthday, I wouldn't ride it tonight. It looks like a good time. I'm not saying throw it in the garbage. Don't ride a scooter. But you wouldn't see me with a helmet on. You'd see me with. I don't know. Actually, I do know because I wrote this 9 years ago. You'd see me with a martini glass. Hey, baby. I wouldn't be wearing a suit. I'd be wearing one of those t-shirts that read, if you can see this, the bitch fell off. It's like a bee on her period. By the way, speaking of periods, am I wrong, guys? Sometimes it's more like exclamation point. Tell me I'm wrong. Why don't you make that a parenthesis and keep that to yourself? Oh, my goodness. What? They get to have babies, Keith. Women get to have babies. When did that become something? If your body does something freaky every single month, it better do something amazing once in a while. Right? Planes should fly out of there. Those nipples should squirt out Diet Coke.
Careful. Okay. All right.
I won't embarrass my girl. Like, I know what's going on. You know what I mean? I'll start the day with a big egg omelet. I don't care. But sometimes... Well, I'm telling you, sometimes I'll go into the bathroom after sex, and I see, you know, you get the big Joker face. I'll shout back. You got me. This one is your win. Touche. Well played. I have to go to work in 10 minutes. Well played. Very good. But don't act like you don't know what's going on, especially when it comes to the PMS part. Don't act like it's a big surprise, right? Any guy here ever have the balls to do this? Talk to your lady and go, sweetheart, I know why you're mad at me. And we both know, let's be honest, it's because you're on your period. Ooh, right? This room just dropped 10 degrees. Ooh, I've gotten that. You know, Keith, just because I'm mad while I'm on my period doesn't mean I'm mad because I'm on my period. Right. And just because I fell down the steps and pissed my pants while I was drunk doesn't mean I fell down and pissed my pants because I was drunk. But chances are it's because I was drunk. Probably. If I had to say, if I gotta be honest, it probably is the reason. That's all. It's so weird doing old jokes now, though, because my fiancé is so perfect. I can't even relate to this kind of stuff. Weird juxtaposition, yeah. Oh, it is, man. It's like a dream come true, and thank you. Got my girl, got my good friends, I got you guys supporting Keith and the girl. I mean, it's a dream, and a good dream, not a messed up dream. You know these dreams. You've heard about them. I'm sure you did. There's movies about them, for God's sake. You know what I'm talking about, dreams. But I just had a dream last night, this is true, that I'm back in high school, and I have this every so often. But I'm not 18 years old at back in high school. I'm 39 and I'm back in high school. Everybody else is 18. And I look down and I see that I'm barefoot. And I'm like, that's weird. Did anybody notice? And I'm looking around and maybe it's Barefoot Tuesday, but everybody has shoes on. And I'm like, oh, I don't even remember. Was I cold on the bus? I don't remember that. Acid wash jeans. Thought those went out of style. Guess everybody thinks a phase drags on. All right. You know what? I really think I shouldn't be in the country in Pennsylvania that I'm supposed to be somewhere in New York City. I have a wedding in 2 months, I think. This is very, I think I'm going to run. I think I'm going to just get out of this class and start running. Okay, I'm going to finish the math test just in case, and then I'm going to run. That's what I do when you ever realize when you're in a dream and you take control of it, and it seems like, but it doesn't last long when you take control of it. Because like, if I'm being arrested in the dream for something, a cop's arresting me, I'll eat the cop's face. And my brain goes, you would never do that. He knows he's in a dream. Let him go. And I'm like, I almost had you. Like people would be chasing me, so I'll climb a building like King Kong and jump off. Gotcha! He's awake. You have that little jump and then you're up and at him. I think I'd make a good teacher because every class I would start with, listen, before we begin. If you think that you're in a dream right now, for example, you're 39 years old and or completely naked, you may leave. And I would also plant a 50-year-old naked guy in my class, and he would get up and leave, and you would feel comfortable about leaving. Wouldn't that be refreshing? That'd be the best. I remember being a kid, and you didn't know where teachers came from? You know what I mean? Like, they came from the skies. Good teachers, bad teachers, you don't know where. It's like, they're from another planet, wherever they're from. And then you get older, and you realize where teachers do come from. They come from us. We're the teachers. Yeesh. I have good friends that are teachers. This isn't right. This isn't right. You just go to school for it and you could be one. There's what I'm saying. I could go to school now, it's not too late, and be your kid's teacher if I wanted to. you're getting it. I'd be some teacher, right? Mr. Malley, I have a question. Oh, I like questions. That's an apple buck. They're really trying to get rid of these things. Why when we have a yo-yo and we put it down to the ground and we flick our wrist, the yo-yo comes back up? Why does it do that, Mr. Malley? Well, thing is, nobody knows the answer to that. And that's the wonder of science. Class dismissed. See you tomorrow. Keith, should we use... Keith, I'm Mr. Malley. You know. Mr. Malley, they would be trained to say. Do I use either and or neither and nor? And I'll say, well, actually, not many people know this. That's a personal preference. Do you want to use proper grammar or not sound like a jerk off? That's completely up to you. We are the people that, I mean, look how I'm spilling my beer all over. We're the people that we looked up to. Do you know what I mean? We're the people that people are looking up to. Are you deserving of that? Let me say, by the way, DeAndre, you are looking gorgeous, and thank you for serving our country. I mean it. If they gave you a test and you passed it, what do I know? Thank you. Thank you. I mean it. These are the people that earn the right to say, oh, I look up to them. In our Keith and the Girl studio, we have a big American flag flown on an F-16 over Iraq in our honor. Now, there's no word for that. Flattering is a stupid word. When we get letters from military, phone calls from military saying, oh, thanks for what you guys do. You know, you're very brave to talk the way you talk on your show. You're like, what? I mean, I guess you just say thank you, but there's a difference between what I do and what you do. I told you how I had sex last night. I guess talking about the position was brave. Maybe it wasn't my place. But I don't know. There's a big difference. Got a letter. They said, we play Keith and the Girl in the tanks riding over the desert for the men overseas. And I go, thanks, but Are you paying attention still? Because I won't be offended if you... Because that looks like a shady building and the goats are probably a decoy. They all can't be farmers, if you could... What are they farming? You know what I mean? It's all sand. I doubt they're farmers. I mean, if we're going to be honest, I guess we get some good things from war, as bad as war is, like Platoon, Saving Private Ryan, the first half of Apocalypse Now. If we're going to be honest, we do get some great things. That 70 musics from the Vietnam War, not the worst thing, right? Not the worst thing. You think about all the businesses that make money during war, and I don't mean some of these shady contracting places. I don't mean ammunitions. But think about it like if you worked at a limb factory. You know? If there's a bombing, like you don't show excitement during when you're around friends or family. You wait until you're at the office. Then you're like, that's a new bike, ironically, for little Johnny. They probably high-five each other, but, you know, with limbs holding the forearm, and they're like... I mean, it's a sick job. They have to have a sense of humor. I bet they do. I bet they put like a kick me sign on someone's back and then throw feet at them all day until they figure it out. I could be projecting. It's what I do, and it's why I couldn't hold jobs. Man, job hunting, that was the worst. That's why I'm so happy you guys are here. When I had to look for real work, are you kidding me? Ridiculous. What bothers me, what's hard about when you're going, and I know some of you are now, when you don't have a job and you're trying to find work, it's not so much, as bad as it is, it's not so much that you don't have a job. It's kind of like love. It's that all the dopey dumbs around you do have a job. I have a friend, Chris, true story, he wears a suit every day, goes to work every day. He's over at my house. He's messing on the internet. He wants to click on something. He asked me, how do you click on it? I go, you know, you double click it. Swear to God, he starts banging the mouse on the table like the beginning of Point of No Return. Ah! This guy has a job. I didn't. And you go for any job. I went for a simple secretary job. And they go, oh, you need 5 years New York City phone experience. How was I picking up the phone so messed up in Pennsylvania, right? Apparently I was. So I leave. I come back with a mustache and a new resume. And now I have 10 years New York City phone experience. Work smart, not hard. So they're impressed by this. They're like, oh, that's double what we wanted. 10 years New York City phone experience. Are you good at answering the phone? I can pick things up, yeah. Probably different things that you got, I can pick them up. And then the phone rings, you know, it's obviously planted. And they go, oh, would you look at that? Like, well, I mean, if the phone's startling you, I guess my job's not going to be too hard, but okay. They go, could you pick that up? And I'm like, I have the job. This is easy. I pick up the phone. I don't know if it was the stress or the pressure. I go, hoo-ha, hoo-ha, I got you all in check. Click, ah! I'll show myself out. I haven't even been to New York 5 years, let alone phone for 10. I'm a grade A-J. They never know what to say, these bosses. I know, believe me, I'm one now. Somehow. You don't know what to say. Can you multitask? What? I can do different things. I do different things at the same time. They're like, all right, thanks for coming. No, wait, I said that wrong. I can do different things at the same time. Like, get out. Get out of here. Enough. Ever walk into a place and they tell you, you know what? I had a job for you. You are 5 seconds too late. If you were here 5 seconds earlier, I'm not exaggerating, you would have been president and CEO. But now we're not even going to let you scrub the toilets. 5 seconds. Or you give your resume to somebody, and they go, thank you. We're not hiring right now, but we'll keep it on file. So you go, okay, good. Can I have that resume back? And they're like, excuse me? You're like, that was 5 cents, and this does not seem like I will get that in return. So I'll take that back now, please. So you end up being a waiter, and they'll take anybody. You know it. If you're a waiter, you know it. Think about it. If you tried to get a job, and that same day you're able to work a shift, they probably take anybody. They'll still train you and test you, you know. Do you know what 86 means? Everybody knows what 86 means. This isn't restaurant code for something. We all know. What's in the Alfredo sauce? White. Who cares? You're gonna tell me anyway. It's not a big deal. You're gonna have somebody trail me, walk around while I'm getting no pay.
Hi, how are you? What can I get for you? I'll probably remember it. Here's somebody watching me. Apparently, I'm a big retard. Apparently, I'm mentally challenged.
You ever been at the Russian tea room looking for a job? And they don't give it to you. So you take all their menus and you throw it right in the garbage on your way out. And they run down and they go, hey, Keith, did you just throw our menus in the garbage? And you look at them and you go, no. And they go, we have you on camera that you did. And then you go, if you had me on camera that I did. That ever happened to anybody? Who needs them? Who needs them? I got you. Thank you guys very, very much. May the God that you believe in bless you and keep you. May Jesus Christ, the one true God, bless you and keep you. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much to my beautiful fiance, Catherine. Thank you, baby. I'm thanking her because while I was putting this stuff together, she had to put up with so long me going, is this a curse word? Does this count as a swear? Is this a curse word? How about this one? Is D-bag okay to say? What if I say ah at the end of the word and not er? You think I could get away with that one? That one's a tough one. In fact, I think this hour was the longest she ever heard me not curse. It was a real treat for her. She's planning two weddings now to marry me twice. That's almost an F word, right? I'm proud to say it, but what a weird word. Fiance. My fiance. I feel weird. I like it when somebody says it like, oh, your fiance. I'm like, yeah, that's right. But when I say it, I feel so pretentious. The other day, me and my fiance, you don't have one. You should probably get one. They're the best. We're walking in the park. Just talking normal. What's the problem? Do you guys know my co-host of Keith and the Girl, Chemda? Amazing. Thank you. I know how hard these weeks are to put together, and I sincerely thank you so very much. 10 CDs, 8 years at Keith and the Girl. I mean, amazing. I hope you're as proud of these as I am. I really mean it. Ladies and gentlemen... No kidding. I can't even make a joke about this either. The amazing Tech Andrew. Thank you. Tech Andrew. Best in the business. That's right. All right. No more bells, no more buzzes, none for next year. Say hello, everybody, to my mom and dad. They're actually going to get a CD finally. Thank you very much. Not bad, right? Not bad. I'd say kind of pretty clean, right? Who didn't think I can do it? Who didn't think I could do it? Huh? Of course I fucking can. Fuck you. Thank you guys very, very much.
Yo, that album number 10 from the Manly Man. Much anticipated, expected, and awaited. Ironically, though, Roman numeral X is Key's first record that's not X-rated. No vulgarity, swearing or cussing. Nothing that his parents couldn't hear without blushing. He's gotta keep it squeaky, and if he doesn't, we are gonna hear a buzzer start buzzing. Kick it! Don't be dirty or obscene, Keith. None of that NC-17, Keith. Keep your language out the latrine, Keith. K-I-C-K, keep it clean, Keith. You can feel the kick drum kicking in now. Party people kick back, turn it up a bit louder as I lace up my kicks and kick a quick rhyme with kick to it that you're gonna get a kick out of. Swearing is a difficult habit to kick, but Keith did it, and haters can suck it. But never fear, his potty mouth is still alive and kicking, and it's gonna be until he kicks the motherfreaking bucket. Please make it nice, know what I mean, Keith? Not nasty like food between teeth, or gross, you know, like a gin and cream, Keith. K-I-C-K, keep it clean, Keith. Put a pinky finger up in the air, cause we're keeping our tone high class. Boom! Four-letter words are as out of place here as a 50-year-old new dude in Keith's classroom. B got you nodding like opium, or a manager training you at Applebee's. By the record, don't be a dopey dumb, it's fun for the whole family. You'll be grinning happily! What a pleasant present he's gonna bequeath! Like Christmas with a red and green wreath, and a lovely tree with a gift beneath. K-I-C-K, keep it clean, Keith. No comparing, period. Blood on your stomach to the Joker smile that we've seen on Heath Ledger. Instead, you're gonna make it pure and pristine, Keith. Gonna keep it clean, Keith.
KeithandTheGirl.com